It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
All right, Katie's to the table because she's here to say, hey, you're kind of a coward, so you won't do this yourself. So you're going to try to recruit Abby here.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever given a bad review on anything in my life.
You haven't lived. Is there a high once you hit that submit button and you leave a bad review?
It lasts for about 4 hours. It feels like the swift high of justice. Like you've just done a line of pixie sticks in your kitchen and you're 12 years old and the sun is shining. And then the guilt does start to creep in a little bit. And you're like, should I amend my review?
It's just something about me. I can't bring myself to do it. Even if I know like there's been bad service or something like that, mm-hmm. I'm the person who will still tip.
Yeah.
And I just won't leave a bad review. Mm-hmm. I just avoid it at all costs. However, there was a recent situation where I was like, something must be done. Justice must be served. Now, I can count on one hand about how many times I've gone to get my hair braided. And in the few times that I've gone, I've typically had no single problem at all. However, last week, I decided, Katie, you know what? I'm tired of doing my hair. Mm. Let's go get it braided. So I look at a salon. I looked at their reviews. It seemed good. Mm-hmm. The picture seemed right. So I book an appointment online.
So new salon, you've never been there. Don't know these people from Adam.
No, okay. Not at all. So, but I felt like I did enough research to be like, okay, mm-hmm. cool. This is a safe bet. So I book my appointment. I get a confirmation email. I book my appointment a week ahead of time. Get a confirmation email. Hey, you're booked. This time, we'll see you there. Day before, hey, reminder, see you tomorrow. Mm. Boom. 1 p.m. So my appointment was set at 1 p.m. I arrived at 12:50. And this is during the week. I get there at 12:50. I say, I have an appointment. They say, okay, cool. Sit down. We'll be right with you. They pull me aside hours later.
Mm-hmm.
Hours later?
Mm. It is going on 2 p.m. by the time they decide to pull me aside.
Damn.
And start on my hair.
So you were sitting there for how long?
Basically 2 hours.
Why would you sit there for 2 hours?
Well, there were two ladies there and they were already working on someone's hair. So I was like, well, maybe they just need to wrap up with her and then they'll come to me. And it looked like they were about to be quick with her hair, but it wasn't as quick as I thought. And then I was like, well, I'm already here and mm-hmm. I had to get my hair done and I'm not doing it. So I was like, gots to see it through.
Was this right before Beyonce also? So yeah. You had to get it done.
Uh-huh. So I was like, I got to see it through. It's the day before. There's no turning back now. I'm in it.
All right. So before you sit in that chair, 2 hours, they're 2 hours late for the appointment. Did they at least apologize for like making you wait?
One lady, she's like, I'm so sorry, but I'll be right with you type of thing. And she had me sit down. I'm watching her and she's watching me. Like I can see her. She's not too far away from me. And so then, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chill and watch TV. But one of the ladies had their babies in there and we were watching Coco Melon. So all I hear is Coco Melon.
No.
And,
oh, no. No.
For two hours.
The only apology is a discount.
They use Cokemelon to torture prisoners of war overseas.
So eventually the woman gets to me and she has me sit down in her chair and then she's like, wait, when did you book your appointment? I was like, I booked my appointment last week, da da da. And she's like, on your thing, who does it say that you booked your appointment with? And I was like, well, it didn't give me an option, but I pull it up and it has this woman's name, right? Let's just say Jessica or something. So I'm like, yeah, I booked and it says Jessica. She's like, oh, Jessica's my sister. She's the owner and she's out of town.
Oh, no.
Come on.
After you've been waiting there for 2 hours.
Yeah. So I was like, she's out of town, but I was able to book an appointment. So then she calls her sister. Sister's like, oh, I didn't see your booking. I'm so sorry. I'm like, well, then why was I allowed to even book an appointment with you? She's like, it's okay. My sister's going to take care of you. Don't worry about it. I was like, what? So then her sister's like, okay, I'm going to take care of you. Now, fast forward, we are at 4 p.m. and I am finally getting my hair worked on at 4 p.m. But hair, my appointment was supposed to take only 4 hours and 30 minutes. That's like the average time to get braids.
Which is a long time already.
Yeah, that's already a long time. So 4 p.m. is when I actually, someone's doing something to my hair. But the sister who is working on my hair is going so slow. I'm talking about she has to be the slowest braider in the world. Then she gets on the phone and she's caked up with her boo. I may cook dinner later. I may come see you. I don't leave until after midnight.
What?
On a Thursday.
So I'm also guessing that once you start the process of getting your hair braided, you can't take off.
Oh, no.
You're in the entire time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You got to commit to the bit. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Midnight. That's insane.
Okay.
So how long total from the moment you arrive at your appointment, which was supposed to be at 1 p.m., till like you spent 11 hours there?
12.
12 hours.
I got there at 12:50.
They got to pay you. You did a work shift.
You dropped in.
I'm like, what in the world?
And even after that, you can't write your own review after all the bad review
so
after that?
Then I was like, well, maybe. It's not the woman who was at the salon doing my hair. Her being slow is just slow. But it's not her fault that her sister booked an appointment and didn't realize that I was supposed to be her client, you know? Oh, so I'm like, it's not 100% that woman's fault. It's the owner's fault for not being there and allowing me to book an appointment when you knew you were going to be out of town.
Katie.
Huh?
Did you pay full price for that?
Yes.
No!
Katie! I'm going to leave a review about you.
Nah, ain't no way.
Katie, did you tip?
No.
Oh, put her foot down.
No.
Okay. So since you won't write this bad review yourself, we have been now auditioning Abby, because she is a Karen in training, to write a scathing review for you from our Karen in training.
Karen, she's a Karen. Brazen and Caucasian and a little out of touch. Karen, thanks for sharing. Karen, I'm declaring that you're caring way too much. The glaring and the staring and the overbearing swearing, and you're caring a little too much.
All right, Abby, take it from here.
All right, lucky for you, Katie, my fuse is a little bit shorter than yours because I wrote this up in about 5 minutes last night. Let's get into it. Oh, where do I begin with this fever dream of a salon appointment? I booked an appointment like a reasonable adult to get my hair braided. You know, confirmation text, calendar alert, mentally prepared to sit for hours. I walk in and they hit me with, "Oh, the braid lady's out of town." I'm sorry, what? Out of town? Like she caught a flight? Left the state? Did she take the hair with her too? So now I'm stuck, already there. And they're like, someone else can do it. And by someone else, they meant someone who won't even acknowledge your scalp until you've been sitting there for 2 hours scrolling through your dead battery. And when they finally did touch my head, it was like watching molasses braid a mannequin. Every single motion in slow motion. I started the appointment in one season and ended in another. Oh, and let's not forget the Cocomelon concert happening live in the background, starring a very emotional toddler who was not here for it either. That baby cried so long, I started crying in harmony. I could not tell who was in more distress, me or the baby. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't even done until after midnight. Midnight! I arrived when the sun was out and left when the Uber app switched to "It's dangerous out." My braids have a birth certificate. They've aged. I've aged. And when it was finally over, you'd think there'd be a discount, an apology, a free edge control sample, something. Nope. They looked me in the eye after that hostage situation and dared to charge me full price like they didn't just waste my entire day and a part of my soul. So unless you enjoy broken promises, glacial speed, and spending your evening bonding with Cocomelon characters while your butt goes numb, run. Fast. Preferably to to a salon with clocks and shame. Three stars.
Three stars.
Three.
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 Your hair looks good.
The Burt Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Couple minutes here, we'll get into entertainment buzz. I'm guessing we're talking about this Coldplay debacle.
Yeah, there's an apology that's circulating the internet, but we're going to decide whether or not it's actually genuine or real.
Dude got busted yesterday at the Coldplay concert for cheating on his wife. We'll get into it in a second. So I tried to do something nice yesterday, but I think I offended somebody.
Oh, no good deed goes unpunished kind of thing?
It wasn't even unpunished. I just could feel the uncomfortableness and maybe I overstepped my bounds, but my intent was good. So I'm picking up meds yesterday, right? And by the way, today is the first day that I have taken ADHD medication. I don't want to get into it, but the first day I'm on it. So I go to pick it up yesterday. And while I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my prescription, there's a dude in front of me, kind of a country dude. It looks like he might be in his late 60s, early 70s. Just to give you kind of a description, kind of bald on top, but long hair on the back of it. He's got like a flannel shirt on. He's in jeans too. And it's what, 98 degrees outside. So he's a good old boy. Definitely a good old boy. And although I'm, you know, 5 feet behind him, I can hear the conversation going on. I don't know what kind of meds he's getting, but the part of the conversation I did pick up on is that he wasn't cleared to get his meds by insurance until August 5th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had some other meds to pick up. So he goes to the side and he's waiting. And I just, there again, that voice in my head just started saying, man, it's August 5th. If I could just pick up that guy's meds for him, that might make his day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after I get my meds, he's still waiting for his, and he's sitting in a chair waiting for his all by himself. He's got AirPods in, and I go on over to him, and I sit next to him, and he's looking straight forward. And I say, excuse me, excuse me. No response whatsoever. So I put my hand up, and I was greeted by a, yeah. I'm like, yeah. But I'm also thinking, like, maybe he's really upset he's not allowed to get his meds. And I said, I didn't mean to, you know, overhear your conversation, but I heard that you couldn't get some meds until August 5th. And if that's the case, I would like to pick that up for you. And there's silence. He's still looking forward, never looks at me. I got to get his inflection right. I'm good. And that was it.
Okay.
But he was irritated. More than anything else. And then I just walked away and I thought, did I just offend that guy? Like, did I overstep a bound?
No, I don't think you, I mean, here's...
Like, is he thinking like, what, I came, yeah, like, I gotta wait until August? Like,
hey, you are making a lot of assumptions, sir.
Yeah. I guess because I wouldn't have reacted that way, I probably would have said thanks, but I'm good. Yeah. He was just like...
He might have already been irritated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's, you have to remember, every interaction you have with somebody, you don't know what's going on in their personal life. Right? That does not give anybody a reason to treat anybody poorly, but also you can't take everything personally.
Right. And he wasn't treating me poorly. He was just... He's probably irritated that he couldn't get his meds or what have you. And then this stranger's coming up.
He's got his earbuds in, which is the telltale sign.
Oh, yeah.
Don't talk
Leave
to me.
Right. Alone.
And what did you do?
I interrupted his Skynyrd.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was the kiss cam seen around the world that made people at home question, is love even real? There was a CEO and the head of HR of a tech startup out in Boston canoodling at a Coldplay concert, a sold out Coldplay concert. One of them is married. The CEO is married. He's got his arms wrapped around the head of HR. And when the kiss cam comes up on the screen and showcases them, they immediately duck, cover their faces. And Chris Martin is like, well, something suspicious is happening.
Yeah. Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
The way he melted down, I mean, they could not have looked any more guilty if they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Like, people have taken, like, just, like, clipped it step by step of their reaction of, like, realizing they're on the Jumbotron. Their love is showcased to everybody. And then the look of, and then him melting down, and then her hands over her face, and then turning around from the camera. I'm like, man, y'all screwed yourselves.
If you don't believe in karma or you don't believe in the universe, are you kidding me? In a stadium filled with 55,000 to 60,000 people,
uh-huh,
the kiss cam comes up and it's on the one couple, well, not the one couple,
yeah,
the one couple we know of having an affair in front of everybody. You don't believe in karma?
I want to know what his wife has done in this lifetime to make her God's favorite, because God was looking out for her.
How long have they been doing kiss cams at concerts? I didn't even know that was a thing. Has that been a while?
I don't often see it at a concert. You see it at a sporting event, right, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen it at a concert before.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, it depends on what the artist is going for, because I know, like, I know Charlie XCX will put people on hers so they can do, like, the TikTok dances. So there's different reasons for them to put fans on the Jumbotron. Mm. But Coldplay has so many, like, romantic songs that when they're having, like, a romantic... By the way, if you've never seen Coldplay in concert, you are freaking missing out.
They're amazing.
They are phenomenal.
My brother has seen them, like, 7 times in concerts. Like, he has flown out to different cities because they're that good. And clearly, it was a great concert because it was totally sold out. So, you know, you're showing up to this very public venue, and then you are blasted. You're fair, blasted on the kiss cam. And now people are wondering, what is the response going to be from these two people? Because again, she's the head of HR. This is a little bit of a company no-no. And he is married. He is a married man with children. And so there's this apology that has been circulating the internet. I'll sum it up for you real quick. It says, I want to acknowledge the moment that's been circulating online and the disappointment it's caused. What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, family, and the team at Astronomer. You deserve better from me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader. This is not who I want to be or how I want to represent the company I help build. I'm taking time to reflect, to take accountability, and to figure out the next steps, personally and professionally. I ask for privacy as I navigate that process. I also want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones.
He didn't write that.
Come on, and stop. I will try to fix you.
He didn't write that.
No way.
No, he didn't. It's a fake apology. It's a fake apology circulating the internet. This man has not spoken out. The coward.
All right. So if this happens, like, do you address it or do you just bury yourself and wait for the storm to pass?
I said it earlier this morning. I really feel like at some point he's going to say, my wife and I have been separated for a while. It's not official yet. So I'm not having an affair. She's dating. I'm dating. Something like that is going
to
come out.
And what's the fallout from work?
I don't know if I would go home or back to work.
I might just disappear. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
I did see one article, though. People are coming out talking about how horrible of a boss he has been at this place he worked at before. And they are roasting him online.
Yeah, and I'm guessing a guy like this that gets busted so publicly, I'm just going to assume this isn't the first affair he's had. If he's that bold about it in public, I'm just kind of assuming, maybe wrongly.
As cozy as they looked?
Yeah.
That's a safe assumption.
I don't know, man.
The Bert Show.
She is 23 years old. She is about to start her second year teaching, and she's trying to make a difference in the school she grew up in. She needs your help clearing her wish list.
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Bert Show fam help clear your wish list.
This is the first time we're doing this year. We do it every single year. So if you know a teacher that doesn't even listen to the Bert Show, we don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them spending one penny on their own school supply. So send them to thebertshow.com. They will leave a message for us telling them all about themselves, about their situation. And then what we're hoping is some of you guys that are listening right now will go to our website and then start paying for some of these items on their wish list. This is Louisa Addie from High Point Elementary School right here in Sandy Springs.
Hey everyone, my name is Louisa Addy, also known as Miss Addy, to an amazing group of upcoming first graders. I teach right in the heart of Sandy Springs at High Point Elementary School. I owe so much to that little school as I attended first through fifth grade. I loved it so much that I knew as soon as I graduated college exactly where I wanted to start my career. I'm only 23 years old on a teacher's salary, and I'm just trying to make it in the big city. One of the most financial burdens that comes with being a teacher is that beginning of the school year list. Trying to make sure that all your students are prepared for the upcoming school year and have all the necessary materials to learn everything that they need to be successful. So that's why I'm coming to you to ask for help. I'm asking for help to clear my wish list to make sure that all of my students have all the necessary materials that they need to thrive this upcoming school year. Yes, of course, I have all the basics, the pencils, the folders, the paper, all that good stuff. But you might also see some silly stuff on there, like a porch goose that I plan to use as my classroom pet to not only teach kids about responsibility, but also put a smile on their face every day. So I appreciate the Burt Show and the Burt Show family for everything that you guys do for all of the teachers across the state. But I'm asking for your help to clear my wish list to make this the best year yet. Thank you guys so much. Love you, Burt Show.
Okay, all I know is this. If I was sending my first grader to her, I'd feel pretty damn good about that every single morning. Yeah. She sounds so enthusiastic and so into it.
She still has energy.
She still has energy.
She's a newbie with energy. And when it comes to the porch goose, because I pulled up her wish list and I'm looking at the items on there. By the way, tons of stuff under $10, even some stuff that's $5, like Kleenexes. She also has a school year snack fund because she's teaching a Title I school. And these are schools for low-income families or at risk of academic failure. And a lot of time those kids are coming to school hungry. So the teachers like to have snacks there for the kiddos, which I think is amazing. But the porch goose, my God, if you are an elder millennial or if you are Gen X, you grew up in the 90s. Our mothers were obsessed with geese. I don't know what it was that the goose had a chokehold on the moms of the 90s, but like, it was an aesthetic that you find in the kitchen. We had a porch goose on our actual porch that mom put a little like bonnet on it. So when I saw porch goose, I'm like, oh, it's taking every ounce of my being not to buy that right now.
Kristen, did you see right beside the porch goose, there are outfits for the porch goose for like all the holidays during the school year.
So the kids, because their class pet is going to be the porch goose, it's going to get dressed up for Valentine's Day and St. Patty's Day and the 4th of July and for Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Fits.
Yes, Santa porch goose looking pretty fit as well.
There was something delightfully meta about a goose dressing up as a turkey.
Yeah. You know? But yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff on there. And again, she sounds so pumped and so energetic. And I think this first grade class is going to have an awesome year with her. So if you want to check out her wish list, this is all going underneath our 100 Days of Good Goes Round. You click on that link and you'll be able to find her registry.
And if you're new here, we're not asking you to go on there and buy every item.
No.
We're asking like some of you guys just to buy one or two for maybe less than $20. And then maybe we come back here on Monday and we go, oh my God, we clear that wish list. And if you're paying attention to the news, you know that our country is not very education friendly right now. So teachers are going to really, really need your help. So let's start here with Louisa while she still has energy and enthusiasm. Go to theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A legendary late night talk show is coming to an end after the network shockingly canceled it. This has everything to do with Stephen Colbert dropping a bombshell the other night where he brought the news that he found out very recently that they will not be returning after May of 2026.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah,
I share your feelings.
Of course, he broke the news that the show is getting canceled, but he also broke the news that he's not getting replaced. The franchise is coming to an end.
Not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. I wish somebody else was getting it. The folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
I do think it's interesting that just days prior to that show, Stephen Colbert had blasted CBS's parent company, Paramount, for settling a $16 million lawsuit. So it is a little shocking that the most watched late night television show for 9 straight years is just kind of suddenly getting the axe.
Yeah, I don't know that has anything to do with it. It might. But I also here are the facts that broadcast TV watching is down so much. It's at the worst it has ever been statistically. This show is no different. And it costs a lot of money to produce a talk show like this. So when you're doing the sheer, it's just the game has changed. You know, online, streaming, and TV. I think you're going to see a lot of these cuts and a lot of changes. And I think this is just another one to sort of fold. But the economics don't work for the networks anymore.
All right. So, because again, I watch clips. We don't stay up that late because we got to get up really, really early. So everything I get is in like small digestible chunks on social media the next day. So you have Kimmel, you have Fallon, and you have Colbert who are all on the same time. And you just said that CBS, Colbert, The Late Show, they have the highest ratings.
The most watched late night show for 9 straight years.
And that's the one that's coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
There's still the numbers on it, while the best, are still not like completely great when you break them down. And I don't know the economics. I don't know how much it costs to run shows like this. But I do know, as somebody that runs a show on a much smaller budget and on a much smaller scale, the economics of TV and the economics of radio are just different than they used to be, man.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like there would still be a place for Colbert on Paramount Plus, which would be, I'm assuming, the streaming service that CBS would use, considering Paramount's the parent company. And people are still watching TV. I mean, like, you go on Netflix and it's like Love Island. People cannot stop watching Love Island. But the difference between Love Island and a show like Colbert is that you can watch Love Island anytime you want on your streaming platform. So I do think it is a little bizarre that it's still getting the axe, despite the fact that I still think people would watch it on a streaming platform. Okay, in some salacious relationship news, Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen have officially finalized their divorce, but it's not coming out without some drama. So they've been in this legal battle for a couple of years now. And so since it got finalized this week, she threw a little bit of shade on her social media, where she posted like what I would consider a Pinterest slogan. You know, when you see like those Microsoft Paint boxes and people will put some kind of random quote in it that girls can share on their Instagram story. So this is what she shared on her social media. She said, "For all those men," well, the quote that she reposted said, "For all those men who say, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? Women realize it's not worth buying an entire pig just to get a little sausage," throwing a little bit of shade at Sacha Baron Cohen. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
I'm looking at Jezebel's cover right now with Abby on the cover of it. It's the most eligible Atlantans issue. It looks, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks.
I am so incredibly, I'm flashing back to the very first time that the Burt Show was on the cover. I think it was Atlanta Magazine. And I can't remember what the headline was of it, but it was so perfect at the time. Something like inappropriate and something, or a guilty pleasure or something like that. And I remember going to Barnes and Noble and showing up, and they were all lined up right there. The whole show was lined up there, everybody on it. And it was such an exciting time because it was the first time it happened. And I'm assuming this is the first time this has happened for you.
Yeah, this is the first time anything like this has happened. Like, I've really thought about taking a field trip to Phipps just so I can see them, like, in stores. Because it's one thing to have it, like, because having it personally, like, it's cool, but it still feels like it's something I ordered, like, offline to stroke my ego. But I feel like going out in person, I'd be like, oh, like, that's... that's me.
And really what you want when you show up, because I've done that, right? I did that when that magazine came out. And you're standing there and you're looking at it. What you're hoping is somebody is also looking and they put it together. Hey, that's you on the cover. Indeed it is.
That's
you
me.
Don't say.
So this is classy. This is demure.
Yeah, man.
This is lovely. The cover that you are speaking of, Bert, that I believe was from 2005.
Damn, bro.
So 20 years ago on the cover of Atlanta Magazine.
It was me, Jeff, Jen, right?
And Melissa. And it read, True Confessions, Love Triangles, First Sex Fridays, The Bert Show. Yep, it's tacky, but we can't stop listening.
There it is. Our foundation has always been tacky. All right, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
That's a really exciting time. Enjoy it.
Thank you. And thank you to Jezebel for putting me on the cover.
All right, Rebecca, what are we doing with superhero movies here?
I want to play a game.
God, I actually really hurt my throat.
Was that your Jigsaw impression?
Yeah, it was me as Jigsaw.
Wait, what's Jigsaw?
From Saw.
The series?
The titular Jigsaw from Saw. Okay, so Letterboxd is the social media site where cinephiles like me go to rate and review movies. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest export of meme reviews. So, for example, the top review for Titanic just says, tag yourself, I'm the iceberg. So I've pulled one-line reviews from the most popular movies on Letterboxd, and I want you guys to guess what the movie is based on three reviews. Each one will give you a better hint. And in honor of the new Superman movie, which I have not seen, but I've heard is very woke and people don't like that.
I saw it last week with my son Hayden, who is like you when it comes to movies. He's everything movies. And his comment was Superman has always been woke.
Mm-hmm.
And also there... what they do in this movie is there are clear references to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Clear.
Oh.
They also make a lot of other social statements as well about AI at the very end of the movie and being human and being imperfect. So they're sneaking it in there, these social issues, and I think some people just don't like it.
Interesting. Snaps for Superman. Okay.
It still did huge at the box office.
Oh, for sure. But today's game is superhero themed. Okay, bonus point. If you can tell me what superhero is that theme for?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Cassie got it.
All right, one geek here is going to run away with this.
Would you like me to turn my mic off to get the rest of you a fighting chance?
Flex.
Okay, here's the first movie.
And we're just going to yell our name, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The hero of this movie throws a dog off a building. Pure cinematic excellence.
Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Superman?
No.
Oh.
There's a dog.
The only thing I can think of is when Jack Black punts Baxter off of a bridge in Anchorman.
Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
Deadpool.
No.
It does sound like a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, it does. Mo.
Who's a dog?
Spider-Man.
Nope, that's incorrect.
John Wick.
Also incorrect.
How
okay.
dare you?
Abby, the Green Lantern.
Also wrong. I'm going to go to the next one. Next line. The hospital exploding wasn't planned.
Kristen. The Joker.
Nope.
Abby, The Dark Knight.
Yes,
it's The Dark Knight.
I guess I can picture Heath Ledger blowing up the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next movie. The story of how Willem Dafoe turned into Willem Dafoe.
Abby, Spider-Man.
It's Spider-Man. Shout out to my favorite line, a film where a teenager's life changes when he realizes he can generate a sticky liquid.
Oh.
Yikes. That's good. Okay, next movie. Getting roped by the lasso of truth and trauma dumping
Cassie.
Has to feel good.
Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman. Okay, shout out to my favorite line. Imagine the first man you ever meet being Chris Pine and then having to meet other men. Okay, let's see.
You okay, Bert?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just stunned. I don't know. I've never, this genre has never been anything for me. And the only reason why I go to the movies is with Hayden to watch them. So I'm clueless here.
You and me both.
Two more.
Okay. He came out of that machine looking like a glazed donut for real.
Captain America.
That's Captain America. Okay, let me find a good one. Okay, this one is my favorite one. Why is a man trying to unalive himself in a children's movie?
Deadpool.
Nope. I'm going to go on to the second one. This movie stars the most evil Superman of all, supervillain of all time, insurance companies.
Kristen, the Avengers?
Nope. I'm going to do the final line. Mm. They knew what they were doing when they drew Elastigirl.
Oh. Abby, The Incredibles?
Yes, it's The Incredibles.
Clueless all the way around. Well done.
The Burt Show.
Have my weekly trips to the gym paid off for strength training? Am I strong AF or am I weak AF? That's what we are about to find out.
When did you start this whole thing now?
All right. So what had happened was, in a nutshell, 5 months ago, Joanne from Simply Buckhead came in here per Burt Weiss, because I had been lamenting for over a year that I am weak. I'm supposed to do strength training. I'm a woman of a certain age. I was going to this place, Stat Wellness. They were looking at my scans and my blood work, and they're like, all right, these are all the things we need to do X, Y, Z to get you healthy.
It went like this. Complaint, complaint, complaint. I'm not willing to do anything about it. I'm not willing to do anything about it. I'm not willing to do anything about it. Shut up. Now you've got to do something about it.
And now here we are.
Here we are.
So it was a joke, because Bert went downstairs to our building's gym and was trying to show you, because I know I needed to do strength training, but I didn't want to sweat. If you all remember.
We remember.
The looks of incredulousness. Anyway, so Joanne from Simply Buckhead comes in here with the most beautiful offer. She's like, all right, here's the deal. I go to a trainer, Jamie, at Pinnacle Fitness. You come in, you work at Pinnacle Fitness, you do some strength training, and then down the road, we'll do an article in Simply Buckhead about like this whole transition, this journey, whatever. And I was like, oh my God. And then Abby throws out there, yeah, and if you don't do it, we'll just put you on the cover of the magazine looking however you look.
Hey, from one cover girl to another.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. So
it was Atlanta's most busted.
She was going to be on the cover of it.
Atlanta's least sweaty. The driest woman in Atlanta.
And so I was like, all right, I recognize I'm in a fortunate position where I have the funds and I have the time. If I really wanted to do this, I could make it happen. So I asked Joanne and Jamie from Pinnacle Fitness, hey, can I get a Burt Show listener to go on this journey with me? We gift them the same thing that you are gifting me. That's how I met my swole mate Elizabeth, who has been doing fabulous. She got her results from Jamie recently. He was beyond pleased and impressed, as was she. And now today is D-Day. We are going to find out what my new current stats are. So I started this journey 4.5 months ago. So this is exactly, I want to make sure I get everything right. This has been 18 weeks of strength training. So I've been going to Pinnacle twice a week, and then also doing my hot yoga. But mind you, in those 18 weeks, there were some vacations where I didn't do anything.
Of course. Jamie, let me ask you this quick question, because we are a little stressed about time right here. How long should you be working at before you should even be looking at measurements?
3 months is typically what I tell people. Yeah, okay. 3 months.
All right.
You'll feel it sooner, though.
All right. So, Jamie, you're looking at my stats, what I did, how I weighed in. And this wasn't about weight. This was about gaining strength. But from March 10th to now, how am I looking?
Yes, here we are. 3 months, 3.5 months later, 4 months.
Yeah.
You have, actually, we weren't talking about weight, but you have lost a few pounds. Okay. So that's not a bad thing. We don't need to lose weight, but it worked out well. Most importantly, what you were trying for is gain muscle.
Correct.
And you did gain muscle.
I did.
Which is not easy. It's not easy to gain muscle while you're losing weight, which is incredible. So you gained about 1.5 pounds of muscle. Which
come
is
on, girly
huge.
Pop.
Okay.
Good. So I was going to ask you to flex that arm, because your left arm, you did gain, when I look at the previous scan, you did gain 1/4 pound of muscle in your arms.
Dude, look at me now. Yeah. Now I can lift that glass of rosé up to my mouth with more confidence.
It's easy.
It's so much easier. Yeah.
You killed it. And then, listen, body fat. We didn't really try to lose body fat, and you still lost 2% body fat.
Nice.
That's great.
Because I was telling Jamie, like, I feel it. Like, I feel a different, I feel stronger. I can also, like, see it. I see more definition. My husband has been noticing my booty sitting
higher. Come on
now.
That's why there's date night tomorrow. I think what Jamie is saying here also is that a lot of people don't believe that this is possible to lose fat while gaining muscle. It absolutely is.
It is. It's hard. It's hard, but it's possible. It definitely is. You got to do it right. You got to do it smart. But I think you did it. You showed it. And it wasn't crazy hard. It was hard, but not crazy hard.
It wasn't. I mean, obviously, this is, you just need to be patient with yourself. And also, it helps to have a phenomenal trainer. And Jamie has been, like, the best cheerleader. Well,
thank you very much. I was going to talk to you about the next phase. The next phase coming up.
Okay, we'll worry about that later.
She's sweating about the next phase before she even gets in there. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.